Before COVID, one of Michael Besson's biggest challenges in school was the time between classes.
My bag is pretty heavy, and it took a lot of work to move around in between classes, and plus hallways were crowded. I use the cane, and that slows me down even more.
Michael is legally blind.
So it's like I can't see, but I have no peripheral vision. I can't see sideways. It has given me several hindrances in life, but I work it out.
In addition to books and binders in Michael's bag, he was also toting around something called a near-distance CCTV, which can magnify what's on the whiteboard or in a worksheet. His mom, Nalita Besson, says the stress of it all was starting to get to him.
He had to get through to get to each class, rushing, get there, and then set up the equipment, even though he had someone, you know, to help him with some of these things. He was already starting the class stressed out.
And it didn't end there.
Then depending on where the teacher was standing, is he able to get all of the information? Where's the teacher writing? How is he going to adjust his equipment?
Online learning, however, takes a lot of that pressure off.
He was like, you know, this is like an introvert's dream.
And his classwork became a lot more accessible. Things that used to be written on the whiteboard became digital slides that he could enlarge on his computer or run through a screen reader. And
when the teachers like pre-record things, he's able to take his time, watch them, enlarge them. He's able to, you know, get things digitally. Those were good surprises to me. Those were good surprises.
Educators who work with kids who have visual impairments are quick to acknowledge that not every student has had this experience.
It's like if you meet one person with a vision impairment, you've met one person with a vision impairment.
But Amy Mason, the president of the Association of Massachusetts Educators of Students with Visual Impairments, says a lot of her members are reporting some accessibility benefits from online learning.
We've all noticed across the board that there tends to be some improvements in terms of the students' ability to access their technology equipment. So it's become a much more functional tool, like not just for fun, but for academics and for research.
Still, educators did have to press pause on developing some important skills during the pandemic. Lessons on taking public transportation and how to safely cross the street, for example, couldn't happen during school closures. So Mason hopes that as more students return to school buildings full-time, there can be a balance, using in-person instruction with more of those digital supports, like recordings and slide decks. Michael's mom, Nalita Besson, agrees.
Going back in, you know, whenever that happens.
Well, what about COVID?
Yeah, well, once that threat is out, I think just being able to have that full accessibility of having things digitally is huge.
Nalita and Michael understand how in-person learning could be easier with these new digital supports. But Michael is still conflicted about returning to Boston Latin School.
It's my family. I go to school, and if I catch COVID, I might not die from it, but I have other family members. Some of them have autoimmune conditions, and some family members are old, and I wouldn't want them to die.
Which is why he hopes he can continue learning from home until COVID is no longer a threat to them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.